North Shore Sports Desk. What's going on, everybody? Dominic Castro here. Happy summer. It's official. High school season's in the books, but we still got some Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Week to get to, some stragglers from the 2025-2026 season. It's a great program with the bank, and we're looking forward to announcing the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Year very soon. We'll be heading down to the bank for a nice ceremony sometime this summer, get the kids their plaques, their scholarships from the bank, and we'll go from there. Can't wait. But first, a word from Sports World USA. You know, we love those guys, right? 184 Broadway, also known as Route 1 South in Saugus, Sports World. What are they doing lately? Sports World's offering a 16 by 20 photo autograph and inscribed SBLX by Will Campbell of the New England Patriots. About $140. It's a collectible that features the Patriots' standard offensive lineman and includes a special, quote, SBLX inscription. Very historic stuff. Making a unique addition to for New England sports fans and football memorabilia collectors. Also, Sports World USA offering a Rawlings official Major League Baseball at $89.99, autographed and inscribed 07 WCS World Series Classic by former Red Sox pitcher Jonathan Papelbon, the Pap. It's 07 WSC inscribed. It commemorates Boston's, of course, 2007 World Series Championship, where Pap got the win, well, the save with the final out. I'm not sure if it was a save on the books or not, but he got something. He got it done. He got them a World Series title. It's in mint, near mint condition. Comes with a COA hologram issued by JSA James Spence authentication. It's guaranteeing that signature is 100% authentic. So check out Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. Those guys are getting it done day after day. Call them, 781-233-7222. Of course, these are available now, these offerings. So give them a call first if you heard this and are interested. See if they still have them in stock. I'm sure they're hot commodities down there. New England's largest sports memorabilia shop since 1986. All right, let's get on to our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. But first, a word from the bank.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
North Shore Sports Desk back with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We're getting them all in as the school year is over, for the seniors anyway. Hey, Grace, are the underclassmen still in school?
They are not. Today was their last day, actually.
Oh, was it? Okay. So at the time of the interview, June 23rd, it was over for them. But it was over for you a long time ago because you're a cool senior.
Yeah, a long time ago, actually.
All right. Yeah. She's Grace Scarborough, and she is here with us, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week and a state champion tennis player for Manchester Essex, beating the mighty Lady Generals earlier this month. Incredible run they had, but it stopped this year. Four in a row, and the Hornets were the victim of a couple of those. So what's going on, Grace?
Not much. How are you?
Good. So here you are, you know, a few weeks after the big glorious win. Let's start with what's next before we reflect back. What's going on for you in the summer, and where can we see you in the fall?
So right now, my dad actually owns the Noise Cleaners of Manchester and Gloucester. So I am the daughter of a small business owner. So that means I'm right by his side working there all summer. He bought it last year, so I worked last year, but this year is kind of like summer two. So that keeps me busy, doing a bunch of stuff for him. And then just, trying to soak up my last regular summer here. Some some boating, some friend time,
Yeah.
all that good stuff, because North Shore summer is kind of the best.
It really is.
Yeah.
And
And
then we,
then
yeah.
I'm headed off to UMass Amherst in the fall.
Right.
I got into the business school, so I'm going to go to Eisenberg. Right now, I'm going to do marketing, but we'll see where it takes me. I am interested in business. I always have been. That's partially, thanks to my dad.
Of course, yeah. So how would you market like right now, put you on the spot? What's the big marketing campaign for the cleaning business? Do you go social all in on social media, email collection and blast, just word of mouth? Word of mouth. Like what's the big marketing plan right now?
There's a lot. We're trying to, he's because that's what I want to do in college. I've kind of taken on that role of trying to expand us a little bit. We're actually coming up on the 4th of July where we have a float in that
That's
parade.
good marketing, yeah.
Yeah, so that is a lot of word of mouth, a lot of handout, candy and smile and wave.
Yeah.
So that's always a good one, the name's out there. But right now I'm trying to understand the email and text blast that we do to try to figure out how we can hone in on little smaller, more specific groups of our customers, and then also try to maybe get a social media actually going,
Yeah.
do some cool stuff, do some more behind the scenes because not a lot of people know how dry cleaning works. So
Yeah.
that's been my job.
Yeah. Now the cleaners, is it what kind of clean? Like you, what kind of services you guys offer?
So we do dry cleaning,
Okay.
wash, dry, and fold, alterations, all that stuff,
Okay.
gear.
So it's in the clothes business. For a second, I'm like, oh wait, is it cleaners as in like go clean a house kind of thing?
No,
Or
dry cleaners.
dry cleaning. Okay. All right. So you're in that business, you're keeping busy there. And you turned in, speaking of clothes, the Manchester Essex green and white uniform a few weeks ago after locking down another win in the state finals. You got to win one of three singles wins for Manchester Essex in that, and that's what did the trick, right?
So my number one single, she's a junior. She was actually my doubles partner sophomore year. We played together forever. She's really, really talented. She won first, pretty quickly, pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
And then I won second. I won 6-2, 6-3. So it was dicey there for maybe 10 minutes, and then I
Yeah.
ended up doing okay. I had beat Krishna as their second singles. I had beaten her twice previously this season.
Oh, you swept her in the regular season and the state final.
So
Nice.
both all meetings I did pretty well, which is a good feeling. And then my third singles was the last one to wrap it up for us. She won the first set pretty quickly and then went to a tiebreaker in her second set. And that one always gets a little stressful when you're all sitting there watching and there's a lot of pressure on her shoulders, but she ended up winning it 7-1. So that was the best result you could have
Oh
gotten.
yeah, and that, is that Ellen Gilson? Yeah, or yeah. So the single sweep, was that similar to the regular season matchups with the Generals? Did the single sweep all of them?
That
Wow.
was it, how it went. We beat them when we played them home in the beginning of the season. Same, all three singles won. And then our second meeting at their courts, we ended up losing 2-3. Our first singles had a tougher match and they both came to play, but didn't end up pulling that one through. So the doubles and first singles lost that night, but it
Yeah.
meant we split them and it meant that there was more, riding on this finals match because you didn't know.
I
We had
know.
done it
I know.
before, but
And you know, Grace, like the best thing about like facing the Generals in the finals, like no surprises. I know everything there is to know about them. They know everything there is to know about you. And it feels like the whole regular season with the Cape Ann League, with Linfield being so good, Ipswich being so good, and then you two, like you're basically prepping for that state like final eight the whole regular season.
Which is always crazy to like tell people too. It's like that's kind of always been the case almost. Like Ipswich being Final Four is like I think the first time they've been in Final Four, at least when I was in high school for like
Yeah.
recently. But yeah, like the North Shore being the basically the Final Four plus Amesbury is such a, well, I guess Bromfield too, but
Yeah.
same difference. But it's still crazy that like it's ideal too, because you're like, yeah, we know what to expect. We've done this before. Like, we know who we're playing. You know how to train for it. It's almost like best case scenario. You don't have any surprises, and you're like, well, we have to do this because you know how to prepare. Like,
And it's the opposite of what a lot of teams go through in the regular season, say in the Western Mass or Central. Like they cruise in the regular season and then they get into like the 17-1 or whatever. And then they get into the postseason and they start to face you guys or Hamilton Wynnum or, you know, but you guys have that prep all through the regular season. And tell me this, Grace, like 2023, losing the finals to Hamilton Wynnum. I know you won your doubles match, but you guys lose to the team. Lost it in the semis to Linfield the next year. You're a sophomore. You're a junior year, lost in the finals to the Generals again. That's last year. 365 days later, you come back and win. Those previous three seasons, there has to be some stuff boiling up in the mental game. Like they have had your number, they 3 years in a row. How do you even process that you're going in with another opportunity at MIT early this month, and you guys take advantage of it and finally get over that hump?
It has been, like you said, literally the longest time coming, and there is nothing I've ever wanted more than to beat them on that stage. I said to my team, like on our bus ride there, I was like, we did not come all this way to watch them get a five peat. Like, we didn't. It's not fair. Like, it's not. We just have to give it our best, and we have to like take them down. And so, yeah, the last year especially, because last year we were so ready for that as well, and we were in a good position, and then unfortunate circumstances hit so that we were playing with a different lineup, which is okay. Things happen. We have to pivot. But it was also just like, wow, we did train all this year to go play them and then to lose again. I was like, I can't go here, and I can't not win. Like, I just can't.
You just can't. You just can't see Coach Meyer, great guy, right? But holding
Great
up
guy.
the trophy again and the
Absolutely.
plaque and the girls all around him. And like, you know, I've interviewed on this podcast Coach Meyer of Hamilton Wynnum 4 years in a row, you know, because
Because
ha,
of the
Joe, back again, right? Jesus, this is a, I guess we can lock up the interview for next June. Ha. No, Grace Scarborough is going to be the interview.
Heck yeah.
In June for girls tennis, and here you are. So, my
Yeah.
goodness, what a way to just, I mean, it really probably feels like the past 3 years are just like a distant memory now. It's like whatever, we did it.
Totally. And it is genuinely the best feeling that it happened my senior year too, because I could not be more on cloud nine leaving. Like, that was literally the best way to wrap things up. And that happy memory of doing it for Coach Olsen, doing it for the girls, leaving them with a legacy, like celebrating together, and that being, I mean, I will remember all 4 years because they shaped me into who I am, but I leaving with this, and this being the happy memory of tennis, is just the best feeling. And I am really sad to leave the team and be done, but it's the best way to leave them is, with a win and with a future. So
Hornets back on top. Do you remember the last, did they tell you when was the last Manchester Essex state title? Do you know?
2013.
Oh, wow.
So, how old my brother is right now, my younger brother. So that's
He
crazy.
was born in 2013.
Yep, exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, fun fact, I was a sports editor of the Gloucester Times in like 2000 to 2004. And I
Yeah.
covered a few, I want to say, at least one, I know, Manchester Essex State title. So there was a couple in there, like, you
Yeah.
know, OO, like the Powers twins. I don't know if you ever heard about them.
Yeah.
They were amazing. They were like seventh graders, like winning state titles.
Right, it's
With
crazy.
identical twin doubles players, they were awesome.
Wow.
And then that happened, but then 2013, so 2013 years, it just doesn't seem like that long because you're just like, wow, Manchester Essex, they're a factory, they always win. But
Right.
it's hard to actually get that state title, you know, it's
Yeah.
a long road.
Yeah, it really is. And like we said, like, the it being often like left to the North Shore teams or the Cape teams that are really powerhouses. It's like, yeah, it actually is. It's hard to,
Yeah.
win the whole season, win all the way up to there, and then be like, dang, I have to play a hard match and secure it.
Yeah. And Grace Scarborough is we're probably burying the lead here because here's a question for you personally. When's the last time you lost a high school tennis match?
The
Junior year.
finals of last year.
Junior year. Okay. So literally you lost in the finals to Hamilton. That's a you're sitting a couple weeks ago, you're in the same was the same courts? The
MIT,
same court that you lost your last match. Did you play in any individual state title thing? Like they used to have that. They have that anymore? Like an
No, not anymore, unfortunately. I was just talking about how we should bring it back because the Boston Globe posted the top 20 teams after the state finals, so like where you stand ranking wise. And I was thinking about how we moved up. We ended up being, I think we were 19 and Hamlin was 20, and then now we moved up to 16. And I was just thinking how cool it would be if we all played like a round robin, all the schools, top schools play each other. I mean, I know that's across all divisions and it would be intense tennis, but I just think it would be so cool.
same. I always feel like I always said something like I always want, you know what I want to see is like for any sport, every sport, a tournament that has true natives of those towns. Like even if they went to St. John's Prep, even if they went to Pingry, whatever, everyone just gets together. Where were you born? Like the World
Yeah,
Cup,
and you represent your town.
yeah. You just
Yeah,
play and
absolutely.
see what happens, you know, like, oh, if we had those kids from the prep, we'd be off. Well, let's put that to the test. You know,
Yeah,
that theory.
absolutely.
Yeah. But you were a stunning 20 and 0 this year
Yeah.
total, I think. That's just beyond. Did you lose a set? Tell me you lost a set a while
Yes. Oh, yeah.
back.
Yes. I'm a classic. I like to keep everybody on their toes. Let me lose one really quick and take it to a third set and, stress
Yeah.
people out. My parents hate it. But yeah, I
You had your best.
sometimes like sometimes it takes me a minute to get going, and then once I get going, I am kind of known to outlast people
Yeah.
now at this
Well,
point.
yeah. Third set, Grace. Here she comes.
Yeah, exactly. Watch out. Don't take me to a third set.
Between your junior and senior year, that moment you lost at MIT to the moment you won at MIT, was this something that greatly changed in your game that you improved dramatically? Or did every facet just get a little better as a senior?
I think my coach would say everything just got a little bit better, just a little bit more refined and a little more consistent. My goal is always to be more consistent because I can, hit a ball hard, but it doesn't matter if it doesn't go in. And if I
Right.
can't do that 10 more times and last a point, then there's no point. So I really focused over the winter to make sure that I worked with a one-on-one coach, and I really focused on just trying to hit as many balls as possible and just get those things down, because playing doubles my freshman sophomore year, I got really into like I loved being up at the net. My partner loved to be back, and we would just like work off of each other. And then you have to transition away from that. You're all on your own when you play singles. So last year at third singles, I played just long, grueling back and forth. You kind of just need to get the ball over
And in.
and just outlast people. And I think that's where I built up the being able to outlast people. Where this year I wanted to take on more of like, I want to be on the offensive instead of the defensive. And
Yeah.
you can ask my coach, but he would say, yeah, wow, like she was like, you could have hit a much easier shot, but you chose the hard one and it paid off, but it couldn't have. Like, and I was like, yeah, that's just my thing.
Yeah. The aggressive in the sense of hitting it, going for the winner often, more often than not,
Yeah.
and going to the net as well. Like
A
you go to
little
the
bit of
net a
both.
lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I love to chill. Like, I would still try to go up and play my
That's the
net
doubles in you. That's
games.
the
Yes,
doubles goal.
exactly. That's where it came from for sure. And I try to keep that because it's an asset. Singles, you don't always have as many opportunities, and I'd find myself really, really, really excited to hit this perfect volley that's set up for me, and then I'd hit in the net, and I'm like, cool. So,
Yeah.
that would happen a lot, but more just aggressive all around trying to hit the winners, trying to, I don't know, play. I tried really hard to have good placement, and
Yeah.
not just try to hit it. So there
Yeah.
was a lot of things, and improving my serve even too. That was feeling confident in my serve finally senior year really helped
Yeah.
my confidence overall, because I knew I could keep a serve the whole time and like it would be powerful and it was an asset, instead of just being like, oh, I just hope it goes in.
Yeah.
That was,
The number one serve was effective. It was either kicking girls out to the corner or just literally aces or service winners, as they call it.
try my best for those. Not always like, it wasn't my best part of my game, but it was definitely much more like successful this year. And even my second serve, like I'd put more spin on it and people wouldn't be ready for that. And sometimes my second serve was even effective at just tripping them up. So
Yeah. What's the big win outside of the sweep of the generals? And by the way, the person that you swept this year beat you in years past?
no, she was a freshman this year, so she was new to
Oh,
the
gotcha.
team.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
The girl that Sarah, that my number one singles beat, has been on the team for as long as I have. She's also a senior this year. And so she played second singles last year, and Sarah played second singles last year. So they've been neck and neck this whole time. So
Wow.
it felt good for her to beat her finally on the
Yeah, that's
big.
like whatever, like six matches between them over the last couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one felt, I mean, mine felt good, obviously, but that one felt a little bit more like, I
Had
don't
she beaten her
know,
before at
rewarding.
all? Had she ever beaten?
Yeah.
Oh, she
Yeah,
had. Okay,
she
yeah.
beat her.
Like in the
I
regular
want to
season
say
this
she
year?
won. Yes, she won
Yeah.
once and lost once this regular season. I want to say she beat her both times last year,
Yeah.
at second singles. But
Amazing. Yeah. And who's the coach for you guys that held the plaque? Forget Coach Meyer. His day's done.
Our coach Barrett Alston. He's the best. He pours his whole heart and soul into this team. He's also the business teacher, at the high school, so I've had him since sophomore year, and
Nice.
he's literally the reason why I had enough confidence to say I could do business in college, because I took his classes sophomore through senior year and I really found a love for it. And then, turning the classroom relationship into tennis relationship really just made us super close, and he became my mentor. He wrote my letter of recommendation for college. He, did all those things. He's come,
I love it.
he's a an important figure in my life. And so doing that for him and winning finally after, we've been on this journey together. It was his first year coaching the girls team when I was a freshman. So we've literally been on this journey,
Yeah.
together. And so just finally seeing how happy and proud he was really just, makes it feel that much better.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. We
Well,
have a
it's
lot of Final Four trophies hanging up in his room right now, a lot of banners, but now we finally have the big poster.
Yep, where you
So,
have to fake a smile when you're like,
yeah, exactly.
with the
Oh,
Final
thanks.
Four
I
banner.
actually, in the background right here, I actually
Yeah.
have my finalist medal from sophomore year.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But now I finally have a blue ribbon that says champion on it.
There
So,
you go. You may put that one in the front on the
yeah,
wall.
exactly. Yeah, it's actually hanging in my car right now. So,
Yeah, but what a journey for the Hornets. Incredible run. I mean, so many incredible runs for the Hornets across the whole school year, as always. Manchester
Oh, yeah.
Essex holding its own in Division Four year after year, sport after sport, gender after gender, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think the boys lacrosse had a pretty great run this year, right?
Yeah, they played to the Final Four. So did the girls lacrosse. They both crushed it.
They both did, yeah. And then boys tennis won a couple of back. Well, that's kind of cool too, because boys tennis had won a couple of titles in a row, 24 and 25. And so you had to, as much as you're obviously you're incredibly happy for them, but you're like, I want that too.
Yes. Last year was a little hard to ride on the bus all the way there with them to play at
Oh,
the
and they
same
were, oh, I
time, and then for
know.
us to lose and for them to win was a tough, like, oh yeah, we're happy for you.
You gotta take two vans for that,
We did. We took two buses home. We didn't have to
Okay.
celebrate with them. Yeah. I was like, no, we can't do that.
No, it's like cruel to
Yeah.
watch
Yeah.
them like being rowdy and hyped up after a second state title in a row.
Exactly. No, couldn't happen.
But not bad though. Like, let's do the math. 4 seasons in the last 2 years, 3 state titles for the Hornets, right? Two boys, one girls. Just incredible. Are you gonna continue sports in college?
Yeah, I'm really hoping to play club tennis once I get to UMass. Tennis is a hard one that you have to basically be scouted like when you're out of the womb, and I didn't know I was good at tennis really until after freshman year. And because I also played soccer, I was very focused on school, like the grind of the tennis scouting tournament play just didn't work out for me. So I couldn't necessarily go play D1 tennis. There's totally an opportunity for me to try to go walk on because I have, I have like titles now and like
Yeah,
things to
why
prove
not?
myself. But I think because I am very interested in keeping my academics high, I'll probably play club because I don't know a life without tennis. I seriously can't stop. And
Oh,
I am competitive. So I couldn't just say, oh yeah, let's just go hit on a Saturday afternoon because
yeah.
that's not serious enough for
No, it's a,
me. So I'm
right. And then
hoping
it, and then it's marketing, business. That's the focus. Ultimately, maybe following in dad's footsteps in a business like that, possibly.
yes, the dream is to, his dream and hopefully my dream will be to, take it off of his hands someday and come back home and help out because it's hugely successful and he puts a lot of effort into it and a lot of hard work and I'm, admire him for that. And so I want to reciprocate that in any way I can. But I definitely someday want to own my own business as well because as much as I told dad for so long that no, I won't do business. No, I won't do it. No. I'm like, okay, fine, I will. I am actually good at it. And I do enjoy it. So,
There's a lot to it, and plus I'm assuming that maybe the boss, your boss, buys you lunch every now and again,
Oh
like
yeah,
during
once in a
the
while. Yeah, once in a
workday.
while. Once in a while, he lets me sleep in. He lets me take the afternoon shift,
Let's order something in the middle of the workday, let's get a
Yes,
pizza or
exactly.
this. Let's
Oh
go,
yeah.
let's get a pizza going, Dad,
Yeah, come on.
who's the
Absolutely.
boss,
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then academically, did you any I know you played soccer in the fall. Did anything else keep you busy except for soccer, tennis, and just being in the classroom?
I worked a lot. I worked through the school year too. Took some AP classes. I've took AP classes junior senior year. So my school was always important and kept me busy, staying on top of all those things for sure. Yeah, I took AP Bio this year, which is one of those tough ones, but my mom's a science teacher, middle school science teacher, and so I've always grown up with that and like, science experiments at home. So I've always loved science. So if there's a world where UMass takes me to minoring in environmental science in some way, I actually would because combining those two, the business and environmental science sustainability is important to me. So it'd be really cool if I got to explore that passion a little bit as well. So yeah, really just
You got
sports, school, work, home, sleep, eat, repeat,
You got time, you got youth, and you can go many different directions. I can see like 20 years from now going, yeah, I was gonna follow my dad's footsteps. I'm a lawyer now, and
Yeah, who
you never
knows?
know. You never
Yeah, I
know.
love talking, so who knows? Absolutely.
Incredible. Well, what an incredible journey, a story well deserved, more than you can imagine. Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. I mean, it's not even close. Well deserved, and man, we wish you the best of luck with the cleaners,
Thank you so much.
picking up a racket over at UMass, hanging out in Amherst. Football game's gonna be a lot of fun, Who's the best? Like UMass, they have good lacrosse, I want to say,
Their
right? Or
lacrosse is pretty good, and their volleyball, surprisingly, it's underrated. Their volleyball is like
okay,
really good.
yeah,
So, volleyball, I don't know if they have a big showing for that, but I would go
yeah.
watch it.
And I want to say recent years, men's hockey did well.
Yes, the men's hockey made it almost like pretty far. I want to say like quarterfinals maybe this year. My dad and my brother love hockey, and so they go and watch the UMass UNH ones when they're close by. So that they're excited for those to come visit for that for sure.
Grace Scarborough, congratulations on a state title, a perfect season. I don't know what else you could do more for the
Yeah.
team.
Much. No, I
Hey,
was
be
kidding.
like, yo, guys, I got you. I'm gonna win 20 all 20 matches this year.
Yeah,
Like, don't worry about it.
let me play every position. I got it. Don't even worry.
Look, we go into a matchup one zip. That's the
Yeah.
bottom line every single time because of Grace Scarborough, right?
Yeah. No, I got this, guys. I'll be fine.
Yeah. And by the way, that last match beating Hamilton Wyndham, it seemed a little anticlimactic after that because this last singles win put you up 3-1, and then there was just one doubles match to finish that didn't really matter.
Yes. Yeah.
How do you like what do you that's a weird phenomenon because you just won a state title, but you have to be quiet.
Right. And we weren't very quiet.
You weren't.
we weren't because second doubles had lost kind of quickly. So they were already off. So it really was just first doubles that was left on the court. And so as soon as Ellen won, I mean, I certainly was not quiet. Because we were the last one standing and they
Had to
were
like run to downtown Cambridge or
like
something and start
I was
screaming.
on such a high, I could have. Like I was like, I'll go play another tennis
You have to
match.
let it out. Like you can't just
Yeah.
sit there.
I know, exactly. So we went and ran on the court and we were loud and we hugged her and it was really exciting. But then we sat down on the court she just played on because the doubles were playing right next to her and we sat and watched and they didn't win, but that was okay. It didn't really matter. Everybody was just excited about the win no matter what.
And that's
So
another odd thing for the doubles team that lost.
yeah.
They just lost, but they're
But it's
gonna
a
start
win.
celebrating right away. Like, we
Exactly.
did
So yeah, it
it.
kind of cancels out,
Yeah. That's just too much. If it was 2-2, imagine that.
Oh, it would be, I would probably pass out. My
It just don't.
adrenaline would be through the, me and Mr. Olsen's adrenaline, we would sit there. We like separate ourselves when things get stressful. We're like, we can't talk, like, don't talk to me. I'm so locked in. Like, we just need to wait this out. Like,
I literally think like in 2009, I did some writing for like a Hamilton Wyndham weekly paper actually. And Coach
yeah.
Morrow was the coach of the boys in 2009. And it came down to the final match, a doubles match. And there was like
Oh.
a Hamilton Wyndham was facing match po season point, I guess you can call it, right?
Yeah, literally.
Championship point, they're down. And he comes through as a freshman, which I think was to his benefit because being a freshman, he's like clueless. He's like,
Yeah.
oh, what? All right, what's the score?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know that feeling of everyone converges on that last match.
Totally, and literally all the eyes are on you. It's a lot of
And
pressure. That was me the semifinals last year when like we were trying to win to go to the finals. I played a 3.5 hour match and I was the last one standing. And that feeling of literally of everything being on your shoulders, the eyeballs and the wind to move on was like, okay, you got this.
Was the match at Gloucester with Ipswich that tense? It was or like 3-2 or did it end before it kind of end like how did that end?
It was very similar, honestly, to the finals where the singles swept and the doubles lost kind of quickly. And so it wasn't like I won or Sarah won, I won, and then Ellen was the one to wrap it up.
All on poor Ellen. Poor Ellen. She
I
comes
know.
through though. She comes
I
through.
know. It's a third singles. I told her, I was like, you're playing this position, you're gonna grow, like you have to be ready. You are often the decider, you are often the last man standing. Like I've been in your shoes, I know what it feels like, but you got this. And so yeah, there's a lot to mentally, tackle in that spot.
And
But
that was Ipswich, and your tournament run didn't start getting hard until Ipswich,
yeah, oh yeah, exactly.
Like you
Yeah.
just cruise past Greenfield, cruise past Millis,
Yeah.
and cruise again past Lenox. So 3-5 zip wins in a row.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, okay, we're in the Cape Ann Open now.
Yes, exactly. Oh, there we go. Now we gotta actually.
us versus Ipswich on one side, and then Hamilton Wyndham. Well, Bronfield will not,
Yeah.
Amesbury was lost to Bronfield. If they won, that would have been
It would have
all.
been crazy. I was like, there's no way. Like, such a crazy turn of events for sure.
Yeah. All right,
But
Grace, get out of here. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
you.
We appreciate your time and Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. No brainer. Congratulations. And best of luck at UMass. If you walk onto that team,
Yeah.
we'll have to catch up again.
Yeah, keep your eyes out, you know.
All
Look in
right.
the news. I don't know. Maybe I will. We'll see.
Best of luck. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk soon. Bye.